Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Tomorrow I have a really exciting announcement, and so please tune in tomorrow because there's also going to be a gift for you in tomorrow's special announcement. So yay! Hey, we are in Genesis chapter 25 in the Message translation of the Bible, and this is what it says. Abraham married a second time. His new wife was named Keturah. She gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan married Hadsheba and Dedan. Dedan's descendants were the Ashurim, the Letushim, and the Leumim. Midian had Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldah, all from the line of Keturah. But Abraham gave everything he possessed to Isaac. While he was still living, he gave gifts to the sons he had by his concubines, but then sent them away to the country of the east, putting a good distance between them and his son Isaac. Abraham lived 175 years. Then he took his final breath. He died happy at a ripe old age, full of years, and was buried with his family. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite, next to Mamre. It was the field that Abraham had bought from the Hittites. Abraham was buried next to his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac. Isaac lived in Beer Lahai Roy. This is the family tree of Ishmael, son of Abraham, the son that Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's maid, bore to Abraham. These are the names of Ishmael's son in the order of their births: Nebaioth, Ishmael's firstborn, Kedar, Abdil, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah, all the sons of Ishmael. Their settlements and encampments were named after them, 12 princes with their 12 tribes. Ishmael lived 137 years. When he breathed his last and died, he was buried with his family. His children settled down all the way from Havilah near Egypt eastward to Shur in the direction of Assyria. The Ishmaelites didn't get along with any of their kin. This is the family tree of Isaac, son of Abraham. Abraham had Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel of Aramean of Padam Aram. She was the sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed hard to God for his wife because she was barren. God answered his prayer and Rebekah became pregnant, but the children tumbled and kicked inside her so much that she said, "If this is the way it's going to be, why going on living?" She went to God to find out what was going on. God told her, "Two nations are in your womb, two peoples butting heads while still in your body. One people will overpower the other, and the older will serve the younger." When her time came to give birth, sure enough, there were twins in her womb. The first came out reddish, as if snugly wrapped in a hairy blanket. They named him Esau, hairy. His brother followed, his fist clutched tight to Esau's heel. They named him Jacob, heel. Isaac was 60 years old when they were born. The boys grew up. Esau became an expert hunter, an outdoorsman. Jacob was a quiet man, preferring life indoors among the tents. Isaac loved Esau because he loved his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. One day, Jacob was cooking a stew. Esau came in from the field, starved. Esau said to Jacob, "Give me some of that red stew. I'm starved." That's how he came to be called Edom, red. Jacob said, "Make me a trade, my stew for your rights as the firstborn." Esau said, "I'm starving. What good is a birthright if I'm dead?" Jacob said, "First, swear to me." And he did it. On oath, Esau traded away his rights as the firstborn. Jacob gave him bread and a stew of lentils. He ate and drank, got up and left. That's how Esau shrugged off his rights as the firstborn. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there's so much in this passage, but I'm really grateful just for this new lineage coming along that we have. Isaac and Rebekah and Esau and Jacob coming into the picture. And I love, Lord, how you prepared Rebekah for what was going to come. And as your word was, it was true. And so, Lord, help us to go back to the promises of the Bible and to really truly trust that what you say is true. And as I look back on the New Testament and what Jesus has promised for us in terms of our relationship with you and the rights as children and heirs of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, there's so much there that we can camp on and find hope in. Lord, you promised you will never leave us. You promised you will never forsake us. And that is the truth. And we can camp there. And so, Lord, I pray for the person who feels like, oh, maybe God can forsake me. Maybe God has left me. But just to remind them to not rely on their feelings as much as the fact that you are the God who keeps his promises. And you do what is appointed for each of us. Lord, we lack faith. Please increase our faith through the power of the Holy Spirit within us. And as I look at this family with family relationship issues, I pray, Lord, for those listening today that are having strife between their brothers and their sisters or their parents or their aunts, the uncles, the grandparents or their children. And Lord, I pray for a holy reconciliation. I know that the scripture says, as far as it depends on us, be at peace with all men, meaning we can't force peace. We can't force reconciliation. But Lord, help us to do the most that we can and then sit back and pray and wait for your restoration and reconciliation. I know also, Lord, that it doesn't always come on earth. And so, Lord, give us the patience that we need as we wait. And Lord, in the meantime, just hold our hearts as they break. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's show is sponsored by Rob and Joanna Tigan of growinghometogether.com. There at that site, you can find their blog and their podcast. And they also have a book there called Powerful Prayers for Your Son and Powerful Prayers for Your Daughter. This is what these books are about. They hold a wealth of specific prayers you can use, along with stories from other parents about God, how God has answered prayers. Rob and Joanna give you a strong foundation to build a lifelong habit of praying for your son and your daughter. They also help you understand what kids go through growing up so that you can learn how to pray for your child's character, courage, self-control, and their faith in Christ, and so much more. As you know, this is something very near to my heart. I love that they have these books about how to pray for your son and how to pray for your daughter. And again, those titles are Powerful Prayers for Your Son and Powerful Prayers for Your Daughter. And here at Pray Every Day, I really do believe in the power of prayer. So huge thanks to Rob and Joanna Tigan. And again, their website is growinghometogether.com. Have an amazing day. And I do pray that your family today would have harmony and peace and joy and a whole bunch of laughter.